The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 11, verses 11 to 26 of May 28th of 2021. And he entered into Jerusalem, into the temple, and having looked around at everything, since it was not the evening hour, he went out to Bethania with the 12. And the next day, as they were departing from Bethania, he was hungry. And when he had seen a fig tree with leaves in the distance, he went to it, in case he might find something on it. And when he had gone to it, he found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. And in response, he said to it, "From now on and forever, may no one eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard this, and they went to Jerusalem. And when he had entered into the temple, he began to cast out the sellers and the buyers in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the chairs of the vendors of doves. He would not permit anyone to carry goods through the temple. And he taught them, saying, "It is not written, 'For my house shall be called the house of prayers for all nations,' but you have made it into a den of robbers." And when the leaders of the priests and the scribes had heard this, they sought a means by which they might destroy him. For they feared him, because the entire multitude was in admiration over his doctrine. And when evening had arrived, he departed from the city. And when they passed by in the morning, they saw that the fig tree had dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembered, said to him, "Master, behold, the fig tree that you cursed has withered." And in response, Jesus said to them, "Have faith in God. Amen, I say to you, that whoever will say to this mountain, 'Be taken up and cast into the sea,' and will not have hesitated in his heart, but will have believed, then whatever he has said, be done. It shall be done for him. For this reason, I say to you, all things whatsoever you ask for when praying, believe that you will receive them, and they will happen for you. And when you stand to pray, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father, who is in heaven, may also forgive you your sins. But if you will not forgive, neither will your Father, who is in heaven, forgive you your sins." The Holy Gospel.